Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, talking to you today about Great Britain's great traditions. The first custom I'm going to talk about is Ogmany. Now, Hogmany, as it's properly pronounced, or Ogmany, as it's more commonly pronounced, is a New Year's celebration up in Scotland. It goes back to the 8th century. We don't really know the origins of Ogmany, no one does, but the most common belief is it was a pagan response to Christmas time, where there's a number of traditions that we practice all over the country, and some of them in Ireland as well. So the first one we're going to talk about is Auld Lang Syne. So Auld Lang Syne is a poem that was written by a Scottish poet called Robert Burns back in 1788. Now, the original poem was quite long-winded and difficult to pronounce, certainly remember. It's in Scots English. Nowadays, at New Year's, what we do is we sing the song Auld Lang Syne, which is a modernised version of Robert Burns' poem. And it forces us, or reminds us maybe, to remember the people or the old friends that we've left behind us, or the ones that we don't think about, our old acquaintances. The lyrics go, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of Auld Lang Syne? For the sake of Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. Now, we sing this each year in a circle while we shake hands. When I was a child, we did it as a family. And as I grow up, we're doing it in nightclubs. You know, the tradition sticks with you as you go through life. Another tradition I want to talk about is called the first footing. The first footing is probably the most commonly practiced tradition or custom around Ogmany. It's practiced in Ireland and in Scotland. And basically what happens is before New Year's, you would leave a tray or plate of coal, whiskey, shortbread, a black boon or a black bun, which is like a fruitcake, and salt outside the front door of your house. And basically the tradition goes that a tall, dark, handsome stranger would come to your door, knock on the door, and then bring the tray of goods through the threshold of your house. And it would give those gifts in abundance for the year. So nowadays, when I think about it going back, you know, in Britain and in Ireland, we have these estates that are quite the same. They're all the same houses. They're quite long rows. So it looked quite funny at 3 or 4 minutes past 12 after we've sung Auld Lang Syne that all the dads of, or the older brothers of the house would leave the house, walk up, next door neighbour, knock on their door and do the first footing with them. A nice little tradition. What generally happens is the man gets sidetracked by the whiskey. And by the time that the night kind of goes on, families tend to mix together. It's actually quite a nice tradition. The last tradition or custom that I'm going to talk about is fireballing, which comes from the town of Stonehaven, a fishing village in Scotland. This is when, traditionally, each family will make a fireball. On the night of Ogmany, a family member would light the fireball and parade up and down the main street, swinging the fireball in circles around their head. The reason they did this was to cleanse the town with fire before the summer season. And this was to, I suppose, ward away evil spirits, etc. There is also a belief that when the fireball is extinguished, all of the previous regrets and worries that you had from the previous year will extinguish with them. Another weird tradition that comes from Scotland. Hogmany or Ogmany is a strange custom. It doesn't oppose Christmas. It just enhances the new year. You might not be able to practice fireballing around Poland, but you'll certainly be able to sing Auld Lang Syne and do the first footing. Thanks for listening, guys.